Think back to freshman year of college and what that was like. Probably very little of you can admit to not experiencing anxiety at one point or another during this new chapter of your life. Freshman anxiety is very real, and it is very common.
It was like every day freshman year, not just tests. My hands would get all sweaty, I'd get like the chills, I'd start like shaking and stuff, I'd get cold very easily, and I would actually like kind of make myself sick.
Holly Pruitt, a staff therapist at the University of Alabama Counseling Center, is very accustomed to speaking with first-year students having issues with anxiety and stress.
Many of these students are away from their families for the first times ever for a long period of time. You know, they may have been away for a week at a time or something like that before they started college, but being away for several weeks or months without seeing their family is the first for a lot of the students that come that are freshmen.
Stress has become a common staple with getting an education, but many students don't know how to handle it. According to the Bill and Mandela Gates Foundation report, as of January 2012, the college dropout rates in the United States are at 54%. According to a report done by USNews.com, the University of Alabama has an 85% freshman retention rate.
Some common issues we see freshman students for at the counseling center are issues such as homesickness, establishing a friend group, establishing a routine, time management, trouble sleeping, getting overwhelmed with academics, roommate issues, boyfriend-girlfriend issues, and overall managing stress, adjusting to campus life.
The University of Alabama is a very large school, but size and living away from home are not the only contributors to anxiety issues for freshman students.
Nicholas Ecker, who is a current junior in college, is not a student at the University of Alabama. However, he attended a much smaller university while living at home and yet still experienced extreme freshman anxiety.
You don't have anyone there except for yourself. Like, even in high school, you at least have your friends in the same classes that you have to take those courses, those same classes with everyone you know. In college, you don't take the same classes with everyone. You have to schedule the classes on your own, and you have to really buckle down to be like, if I don't do this, it's going to change the rest of my life.
I spoke with Timothy Burnham, a senior that does attend UA, but as an adult. Even in his mid-30s, he experienced anxiety his first year, which was related to coursework.
You know, everything was essay-type questions in our history, so we didn't use a book. Everything was out of the teacher's mouth. You had to write down. So those kind of classes you want to make A's in because you're going to need a B or a C for later, maybe.
There are many different coping mechanisms to deal with the stress.
Best ways for our students to cope with the adjustment to college life is to establish a healthy routine early on. In this routine, getting enough sleep, adequate exercise, a healthy diet, all these things are important. It's also very important for the student to get involved on campus, making connections and building friendships and getting involved.
You definitely have to exercise and you have to keep your mind focused on the task at hand. If you overwhelm yourself, then you won't do anything. You'll fall into a state where you'll do it tomorrow because you're so stressed, but you'll never get it done.
For WVUA, this is Chris Beecham reporting.